This is your Glacier Markets Farm Report. This is the Markets Farm Afternoon Show, broadcast number 428 for Thursday, June 9th. I'm Phil Frantz Workington. Ice futures canola contracts were mostly weaker Thursday, taking back some of yesterday's gains. The July contract down $8.40 at $1,114.60 per ton. New crop November down $6.60 at $1,056.60. Losses in European rapeseed and Chicago soy oil futures accounted for some spillover selling, with reports of increasing palm oil exports out of Indonesia bearish for the world veg oil markets. A lack of significant weather concerns across Western Canada for the time being also weighed on prices, despite seeding delays in Manitoba and ongoing dryness in Alberta. The Canadian dollar, it is down sharply on the day, and that provided some underlying support. In the U.S., soybeans and corn were both higher, while wheat was mostly lower. The USDA releases its monthly supply-demand report tomorrow, and positioning ahead of that data accounted for some of the activity. Soybeans saw some follow-through speculative buying after yesterday's rally, the July contract up 29 cents at $17.69 per bushel, hitting its strongest levels in a decade. Weekly U.S. soybean export sales topped 1 million tons of old and new crop business combined. That was at the higher end of trade expectations. The USDA announced additional private sales of 143,000 tons to unknown destinations. Corn also higher, up 8 cents in the July contract at $7.73 per bushel. Forecasts calling for hot and dry Midwestern weather were supportive, as the corn crop is still in its early stages of development. Weekly U.S. corn export sales of 280,000 tons to be delivered during the current marketing year were up from the previous week, but new crop sales of only 73,000 tons were at the lower end of expectations. Talks between Russia and Turkey to open a shipping corridor through the Black Sea have yet to yield any significant results. That's keeping the uncertainty over Ukrainian grain exports in the background of the market. Wheat futures were weaker, but well off their lows for the day. Minneapolis leading to the downside, 10 cents lower in July at $12.24 per bushel. Kansas City down a penny in the July contract at $11.53 per bushel. And Chicago wheat down 3 cents in July at $10.71 per bushel. Weekly old crop U.S. wheat export sales for the final week of the marketing year included net cancellations of 27,000 tons. A total of 18.67 million tons of U.S. wheat were shipped during the season. That was 25% below what moved the previous year. New crop wheat export sales for the week came in at 451,000 tons. That's a look at the ICE futures and U.S. markets for Thursday, June 9th. In Winnipeg for Markets Farm, I'm Phil Frantz Workington.
That was your Glacier Markets Farm Report.